I'd like the Senate, the House, and the governor to work collegially to actually get some things done for the people of the Commonwealth. There are a lot of folks who are out of work that are hurting. I think we need to do and take the steps that are necessary to get the economy rolling in all parts of the Commonwealth. I think we need to make sure, I think we've got some major issues around health care and health insurance, and we need to make sure that every person in the Commonwealth has affordable health care and has coverage. And I think we always have to make sure our communities are safe and our kids are well educated. But if we can't educate our children, make sure people can get access to health care when they're sick, make sure people are safe and have a job to feed their families, if we can do those things, then I think we're doing what the people sent us for, and they'll be happy.
Now, one of the things that you'll take on in your new responsibilities is Democratic chairman of the Banking and Insurance Committee. What does that mean to you?
Well, there are a few things. There are a bunch of tough issues that we have to tackle. We still have to deal with all of the effects of the and the benefits for the Affordable Care Act and what that means to the average Pennsylvanian, making sure that they have quality health insurance, health care. We need to make sure there's access to capital for people, particularly for small business people, to open up business. That's the fastest growing sector of our economy. And so I'm looking forward to working with my majority caucus chairman and the members of the body to effectively pass some laws and make the system work better for the people of Pennsylvania.
Are you optimistic about how things will go?
Well, you know, I am optimistic. I think that sometimes compromised government is the best kind of government. You know, we who run for office or are involved in governing or politics tend to cheer when our team wins and sort of have regret when our team loses, like it's a sports contest. But for the average person, they just want the government to work. And so I think with the governor, who is a Democrat, and the Republicans in control of the chambers, it's not what I would have planned for, but I think in the end there could be some positive things to come out of it, and that we're going to all have to work together to get things done. I think that there is a recognition by people, Republican, Democrat, House, Senate, and Governor, that we all have to work together because there are a lot of people that are counting on us.